We are owned. That's right. You heard what I said. We are owned. We are not free. There is no way in this world as we know it that we possibly could even remotely imagine that we are free in any way. Nor have we ever been free. Nothing. No time, no way, no place have we ever been free. It's an illusion. It's a mystery. It's a myth. It's a complete and utter falsehood. We are not free. Just look at your job right now. Are you free in your job? Or are you petrified that with the upcoming more lockdowns, you're going to lose your job? That someone else is going to strip it of you? That customers aren't going to be able to come to your doorstep? That nobody's going to be able to show up at your place of business? Or perhaps nobody's going to want to deal with you because of something maybe you wrote somewhere? You ain't free at your job. You're not free to that boss. You're not free to the industry itself and the competition. There's no freedom in there. You're always at the behest of somebody or something else, even if you own your own business, right? You ain't free because you've got the people who work for you demanding more money, demanding more opportunity, demanding faster upward trajectory because they come to you with substantial humanities degrees. You ain't free. You ain't free because the job that you once had making the money that you once did is no longer there, right? You ain't free. Because you've gotten this house, you've bought your house that has a mortgage, and that mortgage is on call every single month. Every single month you have to pay that mortgage. You ain't free, right? Because you probably went into a house that's too expensive for what you make. If the economy were to be depressed for an extended period of time based on policies that you had no control over or a pandemic that you had no control over, you ain't free. In that house with all that stuff, all that, the new couches and the new TVs and the new computers and the new phones and all that shit you gotta buy, you ain't free. Think about it, all that stuff that when you look across the street and you look at your neighbors or down the hall in your apartment and they're coming home and they're driving their shiny new Mercedes or their shiny new Acura or whatever they're driving, and you're in your beat up old Blazer, your beat up old Grand Cherokee or whatever you've been driving for 20 years, you ain't free. You ain't free at the gas pump. You ain't free at the dealers. You ain't free on the interest rates. You got no control over that. You got no over control over any of that. Hell, look at the government. Let's just take one quick look at what the government right now is doing to all of us, all right? You ain't free. Literally, the government owned my ass for 8 years and then owned me again when I contracted for them, stipulating to certain rules and regulations that we must follow. You will follow these rules. You will follow these regulations. You ain't free. Your safety, your security, right? Of your home, on your streets, you ain't free, right? The police controls that. The government, Homeland Security, the FBI. Those are the ones who control the jurisdictions around this country, right? They control who is guilty and who is not, or if anybody ever will be charged. You ain't free. You look at all the different rules and regulations that exist every single day. Oh, you can't put this here. You can't put this there, right? You can't build on this land. You can't build here. You can't build this. You can't build that. Hell, look at your taxes, man. You think you're free? You are paying for everything. Everything in your life you pay for. That's right. You heard me. You're paying for it. You are paying for the life that you think is free. Look at your taxes, man. You pay for water, right? You pay for the land you live on. You rent it, right? You pay for all the different municipalities that are supposed to be provided to you, right? You pay for building permits. You pay for use of streets. You pay for access to firefighters and people that all this. You pay for your electric bill. You pay for everything. You ain't free. Let's look at the election. You think this election was free, right? You think it was free and fair, balanced elections and what we're seeing right now? Now, half of you thinks it was free and the other half thinks it wasn't. Who's right? But one half is saying, nope, you guys cheated. We want to find out. And the other half is saying, you're a conspiracy theorist. You there's no reason. You're nuts. You're all nuts and you should be treated as nuts. You ain't free. You think about all those times in your life where you thought you were free and what you were searching online. You ain't free. They know what you're searching for. They know what you've looked at. They know all your information. They know where you live. They know what you've purchased. They know what you've searched online. You ain't free. You think it's free, you can post whatever you want, freedom of speech, my ass, you ain't free. Look at me, I got censored. A motivational speaker, performance coach, I have been getting censored. Shut out, locked out. Had my website, Team Frog Logic, labeled as against community standards. You think you're free, you ain't free. The media, you think the media is giving you the freedom of press? The freedom to express yourself in any way you want. You ain't free. Every single day you look on, there's somebody else getting censored. There's somebody else getting shut down. The free exchange of ideas? Ha, that's just a myth too. There's no freedom left. There's no freedom. Local, state municipalities, constantly. Hell, look in Boca Raton, our former mayor, indicted. Palm Beach County Board of Commissioners, indictments over the last 10, 15 years. Indictments after indictments. Hell, look at what's going on state elections right now. Lieutenant governors, secretary of state, it's all just making up the rules. You ain't free. You ain't in control of this. Think about it. Next thing you know, you think you're free to own your gun? Ah, that's going to be gone here too, soon. There's no doubt in my military mind that pretty soon there is going to be an overhaul for guns. They're going to come and say, nope, you don't deserve to have that. That is against our classification of what we believe is free and right to own. Second Amendment? Ha, that ain't yours. We're going to rewrite that. You think you're free? Free to express your ideas with your friends and your family, too? That's bullshit, too. You ain't free. You put something you believe online, and what are you? You're castrated for it. You're knocked down. You're called names. You said that people are exposing you. They're trying to get you fired. They're trying to get you take deplatform. There are even governors right now over last weekend on Thanksgiving, the very day to be thankful for all things, to be thankful for our supposed freedom. And the governors out there saying, hey, call on your neighbors. Report your neighbors that are breaking these restrictions. You ain't free. That muzzle on your face. Your friends, your family, they don't want you to be free. They don't want to hear your ideas. They want you to shut down. You ain't free. Hell, even the ideas that you have were owned by someone else. Think about it. What you think? When did you first learn to think this way? Who taught you? What schools? What are you being taught in school? What are the ideas that you're consuming from kindergarten all the way through your advanced degrees? What you say, right? Are you worried every day that if you say something against the powers that be, that they're going to strip you of some other thing that you've earned on your own? You ain't free. You think you're free to believe in what you want to believe, to have faith in what you want to? Nah, you can't go to church. We don't want you in your churches. You're going to kill people. You're going to spread a disease that has a 99.9 survival rate for the overwhelming majority of the country. You ain't free. We're going to keep you out of there. Right? Your health, you ain't free. We're going to determine what you need to do and when you need to have it. Just wait till you can't travel. I already saw a foreign country said they want to give everybody a barcode, right? You can only travel if you have this barcode, this brand, if you will, of your clean bill of health. Hell, Bill Gates wants people to put chips in themselves, right? For your health reasons, to be able to quickly access your health records. Have you gotten your test? Has it been logged? Is it logged correctly? Are you poisoned by the COVID? Have you been put on a database somewhere? Are you being tracked? You ain't free. Your mental health. Look at the skyrocketing number. I just saw a news report today in Japan that said that suicides are higher than the death rates of COVID in Japan right now. You ain't free. When the powers that be get into your head so badly that you contemplate ending your life because there's no hope, there's no relief from the oppression, then you ain't free. You ain't free of the shame you feel for believing in one thing. You ain't free from the guilt people are imposing on you for choosing to do certain things. And you certainly aren't free of your sin. And now what people are doing are weaponizing these ideas, weaponizing these belief systems against us. Even your faith is owned. And not by the Almighty God, the Lord of Lords, God incarnate, the omnipotence, the Creator. No. You're owned by the masters of your own fate. You are owned by the people that are determining your destiny. You ain't free. Now, I know what you're saying. You're going, Rut, good God Almighty, that was 13 minutes of insanity on your part. And all I have to say to you now is nec sorte, nec fato. Nec sorte, nec fato. Neither by chance nor fate. This is the motto of the Frog Logic Institute. This is my family's motto, the Rutherford name, the Scots. And what it means is that you have to pay for your future. Nothing is free. Welcome to the Frog Logic Podcast. I'm your host, David Rutt Rutherford. Former Navy CIA contractor, world championship performance coach, online motivational training platform, podcast host. I write books for kids and adults. Certainly fired up that you're back again to listen to another episode of this. I've been off for a while because I have to admit, I have been locked in the chains of oppression, my own oppression, my own beatdown that I've placed upon my own soul with everything that's going on. That's right. Even the motivational guy gets beaten down sometimes. And I have, and I'll admit it, just ask my beautiful fiance. The last few weeks for me have been a tremendous challenge. Trying to discover and contemplate whether or not freedom is an actual thing. Or we're just all in chains of some way, some kind of or another. Now, man, if this is your first show, you're just finding me, I really appreciate you coming on board. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you. If you're back for more, awesome. Love you so much. We're going to start picking up these things a lot more often because it's really come down to really one of the only platforms I've got left. Other than the website. So if you want to know more about Frog Logic, please visit our main website at teamfroglogic.com. There, please sign up for our newsletter. We're going to start pushing daily doses there because all my daily doses, I can no longer access the 66,000 followers I once had on Instagram. I can't access any of my, I think it's like 23 or 4,000 followers on Facebook. Can't access those. We're going to start uploading everything to the website at teamfroglogic.com. Sign up for the newsletter, not only for new videos, new podcasts. I'm going to start writing weekly blogs about my thoughts and about other things like team orientation, teamwork, the things that I've been working on for the past 25 years. In earnest, the past 15 years, when I first created Frog Logic based on this mission to want to really explore the human condition to try and understand what enables us to achieve greatness in the most extreme environments imaginable. And we're currently in one of those. So I believe that the information that I've tried to cultivate over all this time will help you. Also, if you would go over and visit our new website at thefroglogicinstitute.com and see all the different things we've got going. We're in the process. We're in our last week of our second Embrace Fear training course. We launched the first one about 2 months ago, had a great first start out there, even with being locked out of Instagram and all the different ways I'm able to promote my show, promote my training. Head over there. Check it out. Look at what we have listed. We're currently working our butts off again on trying to release our next course, which is going to be our Forging Self-Confidence course. We're hoping to get that out mid to end January. We will also be releasing the next Embrace Fear training. We're going to start advertising for that here probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Then we'll be issuing the next Forging Self-Confidence course end of January. And also I'm super excited to talk about the fact that we're developing an operator syndrome course. So if you're an operator with combat experience that's suffering from any number of the signs or symptoms listed in operator syndrome paper, and if you want a free download of that paper written by Dr. Chris Free and his associates, please visit the website, teamfroglogic.com, or find one of the websites I did with Dr. Free in the past about operator syndrome. Just type in Frog Logic Podcast, operator syndrome. You find it unless you're listening here. Just look in the earlier shows. But you can download the paper at the site. And we are currently working. We're framing out an entire course, not only for operators, but for any healthcare provider or family member or spouse or doctor or person that wants to understand more about the effects of operator syndrome, dealing with traumatic brain injury, endocrine issues, post-traumatic stress, sleep apnea, emotional intelligence issues, relationship issues, gastrointestinal issues, all of the different things that operators who spend a significant amount of time within the special operations community, what we suffer from and how it affects us long term. Now, the idea is that we create this program not only as an educational component, but also as a place that can direct operators to figure out how to put together their own homeopathic remedy, their sequence of things that they can go, whether it's hyperbaric treatment, whether it's electromagnetic treatment, whether it's Flotake therapy, whether it's growth hormone or any of the things that can really help, sleep evaluations, all of these different types of things that can have profound positive impacts on your life if you are an operator or you know someone or you're living with someone that's an operator. So we're hoping to get that out in February. So stay tuned. We'll have more announcements as that's coming. I also just want to let you know I'm still on YouTube, although I don't know for how much longer. I've opened up a Rumble account. I'm going to start posting, downloading, reposting videos there. I'm certainly on Parler now at Team Frog Logic. Of course, I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me there, David Rutherford. In about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be officially completely off Facebook and Instagram. I just cannot support anybody that suppresses free speech. That goes against everything that I put a uniform on. It goes against everything I believe in. So I just cannot, with any good conscience or any sense of morality, support people that don't believe in the freedom of speech. All right. Again, the Daily Dose of Frog Logic will be on the website. So just learn how to check in. And we're actually kind of investigating, trying to figure out how to put out our own app here in the future. We're going to start taking a look at that and maybe figure out how to do a Frog Logic app for it, which would be super cool. All right. One thing I wanted to do was talk about a couple different things real quick. I've got a horrible back and hold on. Heating pad, back pain relief. All right. Here we go. Where was it? Is that what it was? Hold on. Full body lecture. I don't know if that one was it, right? Visit Sunbeam store. No. I don't know which one it was. There it is. Mighty Bliss, right? Here we go. You wouldn't believe this. So I got bad back pain, so I needed to get a new heating pad. I use it for my neck, my lower back all the time. And I got to tell you, here's the deal. I got this personal letter from the company Mighty Bliss, and I'm pretty sure they're out of New York. And they wrote me personally to see if I would give them a rating on Amazon, and I've done that. I actually did them a 5-star rating. The thing works great. It heats up great. The one thing, it gets a little hot down by the core sensor where it attaches, but nothing where it's going to burn you or anything. And the thing is soft. The coils work great. It heats up quickly. I just really love the product. So check out the Mighty Bliss Large Electric Heating Pad for back pain and cramps relief. It's $29.95 on Amazon Prime right now, which is down from $36.17, and if you get a free delivery with it. So check out Mighty Bliss back pain. The other one I want to talk about is PRX Performance equipment. Now, if I ever have any ideas about what I'm going to do for performance equipment, there's a couple people I always go to immediately. And I had seen my one good friend, Dan Cirello, from Spartan 7, post about the PRX Performance racks that kind of bend down and fold up. And we went out and purchased one of their Murphy racks, which folds internal and external. And I got to tell you, not very pleased with the delivery system. We got the folding bench with the wrong, they didn't include any of the hardware in it. They didn't include the right directions to it. And so it was pretty frustrating to get it and not be able to really assemble it in a rapid way. But I will tell you this, I called twice on one day. They ended up calling back the next day. We called later that afternoon. They got us our call and were able to send us the software, the hardware, the nuts and bolts, and a new direction for it by within 2-day period. It was over the holidays. So, and they said, if there's anything else, please don't hesitate to call. They rehabilitated the $20 I had spent on hardware and stuff to put it in myself. The equipment is very well made. It's incredibly done. The bars are good. The rack system, the plates are all really good. The bench is solid. And the rack system is really beautifully done. So, I would check them out, but make sure when you do get it, there is a potential for some problems within that. But I think we probably have complained enough along with other people where they've resolved that. I would recommend PRX PX Performance if you have limited space. It's a good product. All right. This week's show, episode 57, The Myth of Freedom. Now, why in the hell would I go on a 13-minute tirade telling you that your freedom is not real? Well, because that's the state that I've been in lately. That's the mindset that I've gotten into with all of the shenanigans that are going on. From the lead up to the COVID, to the lockdowns, to the misinformation, to the suppression of ideas, to the now all-out assault that people of opposing beliefs should be made an example of. Just all of this stuff is just, it got in my heart and it started a heavy heart. And man, that's a horrible place to be in. You know, it hasn't been good, and it's affected all aspects of my work. It's very difficult to be motivational when you feel as if your freedom is being dismantled. It sucks, man. It's not a cool thing whatsoever. Trust me, as a person that has put on the uniform and gone downrange, not extensively, so like some of my friends have, you know, 100, 200, 300, 500 combat missions, 20 years of combat in support of what this country's all about. Now, their ideas, the very thing they fought for, it's not guaranteed right now. You know, and you start to imagine how easily this can deteriorate. Now, as you know, based on one of the last shows I did, more on moral relativism, I talked a lot about, you know, how ideas are seeded in people, how they're planted in people's minds, and how they're twisted and manipulated in order to get you to come off your belief systems, to gift you to shift incrementally one at a time. But before you know it, you're looking at something that's indicative of socialism. You're looking at something that is your willingness to give up your rights. And initially, you know, you give up your freedom in order to support the myth of some health scare. Now, don't get me wrong. I firmly believe COVID is killing people. There's no doubt. 100%. It's killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And that is a depressing thing. That's a depressing reality. But to imagine in some capacity that you could posture that reality is based on other people's lack of concern for other people's health is ridiculous. Pandemics have wreaked havoc across this world for thousands, if not millions of years. That's the truth. You know? And then you think about all these little things that people are saying that, you know, we've got to fact check you. We have to fact check you. And we are the almighty of purveyors of truth. We are the disciples of truth. Well, who the fuck is fact-checking you? And what gives you the right? Who granted you the be-all, end-all to determine that my belief system, may albeit different than yours, needs to be curtailed? It needs to be governed, if you will. Think about what that means. Governance of ideas. The forced governance of ideas. Seriously, what does that mean? If there's disputed ideas amongst a group of people, how do we deal with that? Well, at first we try and, if we're smart, we try and create opportunities for critical thinking in a non-aggressive discourse that warrants people continuing to come back to the table. The sense of, hey, I'm free to speak my mind and you're free to listen or not listen. But when it moves into the space we're not going to allow your ideas to permeate into the general discourse. It's not going to happen. We're not going to do it because we believe you to be lying. All right, well, what if I prove it's true? It still goes against what we believe and it should not be heard. Suppression. And what is the antithesis of suppression? Freedom. Right? So if you in any way, shape, or form feel as if your ideas, your ability to speak, your ability to talk, your ability to engage with other people is suppressed in any way, then you are not free. If you believe that you have to constrain yourself because you're at risk of losing your job, then you ain't free. If you're being crazed level of taxation is being imposed on you because of government mismanagement, then you are certainly not free. And all I got to do is direct you to the Revolutionary War to prove that. right? Taxation without representation. Hell, man, we went to war for that. And thus began the legacy and the reality of the narrative that freedom ain't free. You think about those young men that stood on the hill at the North Bridge in Concord and watched those redcoats coming up, marching in line and looking all squared away, the best military in the world, sitting there. And whether it was an accidental discharge, or do I want to believe that some young patriot said enough is enough and fired that first shot, the shot heard round the world, which launched this country in its current, or in its former state, I should say. Freedom ain't free. Now, when you think about it, man, we've got all kinds of saying with that, right? There's no such thing as a free lunch. let me sell you a bridge. The idea is you're going to pay for everything in your life in some way, shape, or form, right? With every choice you make, there is a consequence to that choice. And it seems that we've entered into a phase of our existence where, you know, those choices no longer have a high possibility of low-end consequence. Should you choose to live in a particular area that decides, because of whatever type of government malfeasance, that you are going to just be a source of revenue with taxation, and that your voice doesn't count, your vote doesn't count. When you go and complain to your local magistrate, your local elected official, and they never do a damn thing about anything, what are you? You are just cattle for them, producing a stream of revenue that allows them to continue on with their mission. You know, you pay for everything, man. Freedom ain't free. Think about what you do for a living, right? Now, after this, what type of jobs are essential and what aren't essential? Apparently, churches are definitely not essential, which is pretty outlandish if you ask me. People's faith and churches and fellowship has kept this country together throughout its history. But somehow, in 2020, with a health scare, we should condemn that. Mind you, any type of First Amendment protest, if it's on one particular side, is absolutely free. Have at it. Whether you're senators or your mayors out in the streets celebrating or walking in protest of systemic beliefs that you believe are oppressive in themselves by nature, nah, you're good to go. But on the other side, if somebody else wants to do the same, then you're agitators, you're conspiratorial, you're liars, you're evil, you're white supremacists. You ain't free. None of this is free. Think about it. How many people have lost their jobs and why? There are places going into more lockdowns with their economies crashing. And you know why they're doing it? Because they believe that they're going to get paid for their oppression. That's right. You heard me say it. They're going to get paid for their oppression. You watch. You mark my words. In the future, if the next stimulus happens after the inauguration of the president, potential president-elect, it's difficult for me to say that, it gets in there, and that stimulus package, over $3 trillion, you're going to see the most astronomical bailout for every single one of these cities that has been locked down. And then some. And then some. Mind you, who's going to pay for that? You are. Do you have any idea how much you currently owe the federal government for our debt? Do you have any idea what that number is? You. Better yet, I should say your children, because that's the number that really matters. Their freedom is being decimated. encumbered by a debt burden that is going to destroy their ability to pursue their dreams, right? What jobs they want in the future. I look at my four daughters right now, and what am I telling them? Don't follow your dreams. Do something that you know is going to guarantee yourself a suitable wage. Suitable, not something that's going to live better than they lived with me and my fiance, my future wife, John. They're not better than us. That's going to be worse. Why? I don't know, man. What kind of regulations are going to come back? What kind of regulation? What kind of taxation? Look at the tax plans that you're going to be facing. 62% in New York City. 62%. For every dollar you earn, 62% is going to go to the government. That's freedom? You ain't free. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for what you choose in life, don't you? Where you live, you're going to pay for it. You're paying for it right now. Think about it. Right? If you're in the minority, you're going to pay for it, what the collective votes for. If you're in the majority, you know, you're also going to pay for it. You pay for where you live, too. How you live, the quality of life that you live in. If you spend extravagantly, what happens? You get buried with the burden of debt on top of the burden of your federal debt. Man, choices have consequences, don't they? Yes, we're seeing that. Freedom ain't free. And how we think, right? God bless, man. How we think, whether you're a liberal, you're a conservative, there's a consequence for all of that, especially now. Heavy consequences for conservatives. Heavy consequence if you're a conservative right now. Albeit there is a large group of us that are standing tall, that are not going to be pushed into the suppression, that are not going to kowtow, to crumble in the face of this adversity. But we need to be smart about it. We need to make the right choices to delineate our arguments in a legitimate way by using the court systems as they have been laid out before us. And you know why they've been laid out that way since the beginning, since they crafted the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and states crafted their own constitutions? Because there's always a purveyance of oppression that seeps its way in, that manipulates it. The old Machiavellian tools for power. How do we coerce? How do we manipulate? How do we cajole the thoughts of other people? Well, through legislation. That's how. We decide, we make a collective decision that we believe to be fair, and then it comes and it bites us in the ass eventually. Because there is no end to the push to reduce freedom, right? To force an ideological belief system upon us in ways that we don't even see happening because we've become numb to the indoctrination, numb to it. We see it every single day over and 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 over. Well, eventually, guess what? Oh, that must be true. But I don't think it is. Because all you got to do is look at history. Suspend your current indoctrination and look back. Look back at these radical moments. And you don't have to look back far. Just look at the 20th century. And look at the devastating outcomes for the choices people, individuals made because they chose to get on board out of fear. They didn't want to be targeted. They didn't want to stand up for their beliefs. They didn't want to pay for their freedom. We pay for everything in this life. There is no free cup of soup. Even what we believe in, our faith, requires payment, doesn't it? It certainly did. Look at what Christ paid for our sins. He was nailed to the cross. Nailed to the cross for my sin. And what is my sin? My sin is my own desires to cease serving, my own desires to manipulate or cajole, my own desires to cheat, to lie, my own desires to be morally ambiguous or morally relevant to the way I believe my own truth should be every single day. Not to the truth of the human experience, the human condition, the reality that no matter what we do and when we do it, there is a consequence for the choices that we make. There was a consequences for people allowing the Bolshevik Revolution to happen. There was a consequence for allowing Stalin to remain in power to the tune of 66 million human beings. There was a consequence to Adolf Hitler's rise in power to the tune of anywhere from 8.5 to 11 million people. There was a consequence for Mao Zedong and the Chinese Revolution to the tune of 100 million people. Because when people aren't willing to stand up for their freedom, they aren't willing to make a choice, they aren't willing to pay to pay with pain, then guess what? Your oppression is automatic. There is no resistance to it. Right? With each little inch you give, you're losing miles of your perceived freedom. There's no such thing as a free cup of soup. We pay for everything. In the teams, we talk about this idea that the only easy day was yesterday. Why do you think we say that? Why do you think the only easy day was yesterday? Because every day we have to earn that trident. Every single day we know that pain is going to be a significant portion of our lives. It's just the fact. That's what it costs. That's what freedom costs. You don that uniform, it's not to just look good in photos or to be cool on Instagram until they lock you out or to be cool in front of other people. You don that uniform because you're willing to give up real skin in the game, figurative and literally. You're willing to sacrifice an arm, a leg, portions of your brain, your heart, your soul, your life. That's what freedom costs. Ask yourself, what are you giving in to freedom? What are you sacrificing? What skin do you have in the game right now? Life is about the pathway of pain. Now, the reality is you can be negative or positive. And man, and I'll tell you what, when you get a sense, a real genuine sense that your freedom is being diminished, that is being reduced, that you, the shackles of oppression are tightening, the screws are tightening around you, man, that negativity, that negative insurgency is running rampant. And this is what is happening right now. The powers that be that understand the power of the negative insurgency and are waging all-out war against the idea of freedom. All-out war on this. They're shaming you. They're guilting you into capitulating against your beliefs, your sense of morality, your sense of freedom, and what that costs. And the beauty of it for them is the fact that you're fatigued. You've been in this deployment for 8-9 months now, and now they're telling you it's going to destroy your holiday winter season, your Christmas. They're going to tell you, they're going to continue to apply the pain until you capitulate, until you back down, until you observe the fact that you're just too tired of giving that the skin off your knuckles, the skin off your brain, the skin off your heart. And through that insurgency, they're piling that pain upon you. And they're destroying your positive outlook. I gotta say, it almost happened to me. And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry I've been quiet. I'm sorry I've allowed the oppression to get me. I've stepped in line. I've shut up. I've been silenced, but no more. I can't do it anymore. I took an oath. I took an oath. Right? And that oath is to protect freedom, the freedom of this republic. We are free to choose how we look at our lives, right? We are free to choose what we think. We are free to choose how we are going to look and feel and think about this pain that's in our lives. And then we are ultimately free to choose how we are going to apply the positive pain in our lives. The pain that inspires our ideology. The pain that governs our intestinal fortitude. And the pain especially that locks us arm in arm in this struggle against freedom and for freedom. Now, I got to ask you, the only thing that really matters most is what are you willing to pay for? You know, what are you willing to give up for the future? And that's not for you. I mean, obviously, you know, this could take a while or whatever, but, your children are in jeopardy. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. There is no doubt. All you have to do is seek out experts in this type of thing and come out of what is being rammed down your throat and take a step off and sidestep and go seek out, right? Seek out some things that are happening right now. Right? And or just ask yourself the simple question, are all people free to express themselves in a way that is ungoverned? You might be thinking, well, that there shouldn't be. We should always stop hate speech. Well, why? Because it makes people feel bad. It threatens people. It makes people feel horribly. Well, that's interesting to me because, you know, we watch certain relationships spew out hate in one context, and then in the other context, we want to do business with them because they're the purveyors of power. They're the purveyors of access to another level of our freedom, right? Our financial freedom, or so we think. But all you're becoming is a slave to that master, right? Forcing you to talk a certain way, to think a certain way, to only say certain things because you're afraid that you will come back to hurt you. Hell, I just saw a post today that someone coming into Biden's board or his cabinet just had to delete 1,100 posts from her past account. Because why? Why? Because it was aggressive, it was demonstrative, it was hateful in its content. But we're going to shape that up. We're going to make it feel like, you know, she's totally good to go with no consequence for any of those posts. Where they're all just deleted. It's gone. Let's just delete it all. Let's just delete it. Whatever we don't like, let's just delete. And what happens when you catch yourself saying, yeah, that should be deleted? That's misinformation. What does that mean? What does misinformation actually mean to you? I'll tell you what it means. It means I don't like what you're saying, so I'm going to label it as false. And then I'm going to force you to remove it. Or I'm going to remove it for you. Freedom. You ain't free. Well, what are you willing to pay for? What are you willing to do? You know, it takes immense courage to step out of the shadows. Immense courage. And I commend all those that are doing it on both sides. You know, you can scream to high heaven on one side all you want. God bless you. You don't like it. I get it. Well, keep going. But if I'm screaming to high heaven and you don't like it, too bad. That's what makes this country great. But if you begin to erode the very thing that those original patriots were willing to fight for, then what are you taking away of? And it's not just them, man. Hell, we went through a civil war for this. Freedom. That's right. We went through a civil war for it. Then we went through two world wars for it. Conflicts both in Indochina, conflicts in the Middle East. You think those are just, that those don't have any meaning? We shouldn't address those realities historically? We shouldn't understand the willingness and the sacrifice? We shouldn't understand what caused those actions? What was the cause for all of those deaths? All of that heartache, all of that pain, all of that suffering? Well, that's what they were willing to pay for freedom. But you want me to forget that right now. You want me to say that because I'm not thinking correctly, that my faculties have been colluded, that my interpretations have been infected, that my ability to see clearly has been blinded by my obsessions and my ideology, my radical ideologies. Well, I'll tell you what, if wearing a uniform and fighting for the freedom of this country is a radical ideology, then we've got problems. We've got big problems. Right? Because we ain't free. You got to pay for all of it. Every day of your life, you got to pay for it. In some way, shape, or form, you've got to pay for it. And by not doing anything, by not speaking up, by capitulating, by doing anything, and I'm not saying ram it in someone's face, draw down, shut up, and obey, right? There's enough of that going on. Shut up, obey. Silence yourself. No more talking. You've lost. Shut up. Think about that. Not even allowing the powers that be to follow legal pathways of resistance, which have been in place since the beginning, which both sides have followed in the history of elections. Shut up, obey, you're crazy, stop, you're whining, be over, be done. Think about what that is saying. Think about what you're saying to your future generations, right? Kids, no defiance, get in line, shut up, do as I say. We will tell you what to think. We will tell you what to do. We will tell. Don't look at all that stuff over here, that historical stuff. Don't look at all those examples, those beautiful, golden, and incredible, biblical examples of what people were willing to sacrifice in order to keep this country free. Or any country free, for that matter. Oh, you're just overreacting, David. You've lost your mind. You're upset, and you're a little deranged, and you're delusional. Man, label me away, but I can tell you what I am. I can tell you what I've done. I can tell you how I've been successful. I can tell you the truth of how I feel. It's not based on any small incarnations of thought. I'm not pulling things out of thin air. I'm a student. I'm a student of history. I'm a student of life. I'm a student of pain. I'm a student of governance. I'm a student of hardship and suffering. I'm a student of parenting. I'm a student of relationships. I'm a student of performance. I'm a student of freedom. And so it is incumbent upon me to make sure that I teach what I've learned. That I try and sow the seed of freedom. Freedom in what you believe in. Freedom in your faith. Freedom in your family. Freedom in your ideas. Freedom to choose where you want to go and what you want to do and where you want to live. Freedom to oppose those who are trying to take away your freedoms, to speak out in defiance against the tyranny of oppression. Man, freedom ain't free, and we all have to pay for it. All right, hey, thank you again for your support. Please go over and check out the websites at teamfroglogic.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. Also, I just want to let you know, I'm going to start firearms training here in December. So if you're in the South Florida area and you want some firearms, or you're somewhere in the nation and you want to hire me to come up and teach for a couple days, not only for small private groups, but also if you want larger groups, I'm happy. I incorporate motivational speeches with my teachings. We can do a nice two-day event for you, or down here. Please contact us at teamfroglogic.com or at the Frog Logic Institute. I think in this spring, we're probably going to start putting up some courses on firearms, basic firearm safety, firearms training, real easy courses up there that you'll be able to access. But if you want some personal individual training, and you're in the Southeast Florida, South Florida area, or in Florida area, don't hesitate to send us an email. That's head over to the teamfroglogic.com page or the froglogicinstitute.com. Sign us up there. Also sign up for the newsletters, where I'm going to have weekly blogs. I'm going to have daily doses posted on the website, all new videos, all my new shows. We're really getting off the main platforms. Again, I've been suppressed out of Instagram and Facebook, so screw those guys. You can find me on Parler. I'm signed up for Rumble. I'm still on YouTube. I'll be there until I start seeing the continued suppression. Probably if it continues, I'm going to get off there. Can't believe we're getting there. Oh, and also for the Frog Logic Institute, again, like I said, we're working on the new Forging Self-Confidence course. I have a book online at teamfroglogic.com on forging self-confidence. I also have some great Christmas gifts and gear for your kids. I've got Doc Frog's PT manual, 12 exercises to help your kid not only develop a great foundation of fitness, but motivational ideas as well. And then if your kids are getting bullied right now online or in school, check out Doc Frog's anti-bully manual, how Doc and the gang can get together and set up a counter surveillance sting and help your kids complete a report that'll take care of the bullies in a proficient and reasonable way. All right, so those books are online. Also, again, we're building the Forging Self-Confidence course to be on the Frog Logic Institute in late January. We're also building the Operator Syndrome course that'll be in February. We're going to launch the Embrace Fear training in end of January as well, too. We're thinking about nutrition course, all of us. So stay in tune. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. Again, we really appreciate these getting locked out of almost 80,000 followers has been profound. But I ain't going to let it kill me. I ain't going to let the negative insurgency destroy me. I'm not going to let suppression destroy me. I'm going to continue fighting as I always have in the face of great adversity, because that's what the human condition teaches us to do, if you want it to, right? The positive pathway of pain. All right, thank you. Thank you to all the listeners. I love you guys. Thank you to the new people finding me. Thank you all the supporters who keep sending me emails and direct messages. Man, I need them now more than ever. Thank you to Jonna and the girls. Jonna, especially, without you, I wouldn't have gotten through this. Thank you to my mom and dad. Thank you to her family. Thank you to the friends that have supported me in all this. I can't thank you enough. Man, it's the best. And thank you to God. God and Jesus Christ. Without you, especially you, Christ, and what I saw and what I continue to see and what you paid for my freedom for my sin, there is no greater sacrifice in my heart and mind. And for that, I am eternally grateful for you, Jesus Christ. God bless y'all.